Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks. Hey everybody, this is Ethan McNeil with Keith Realty.
And I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty, in case you've forgotten who we are.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's, what has it been, 3 or 4 weeks? Or just 3 weeks?
I think it's been like five.
Five?
I'll have to check that. I don't know. That's a good question.
It's been a while. We know you guys have all been looking forward to when we came back. And you got to see our faces on Tuesday at noon. Got a lot of people, you know, through their week. We had a lot of testimonies about how it helped them
make it through the week.
To make it through the week.
I need some of those from the walls. Okay. We have all kinds of interesting stuff to talk with you about today. We have some stories, we have some questions, we have some highlighted listings, and quotes. So yes. We are ready to go.
And if you guys don't remember, if you are live with us on Instagram or Facebook, go ahead and comment. Tell us, just tell us that you're there. But also, you are free to ask us questions live, and we will answer them off the top of our heads.
Wow.
Yep. So sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes that's not. You'll just have to find out.
All right. So our news stories, why don't you start with the one today?
Yeah, so news stories. Everybody already knows this, but we are still stuck in our homes in Indiana. It's starting to sound like they might have some plan of action for getting us back out there, but as of right now, they still have their, the stay-at-home mandate or whatever. Yeah. So we're still at home. You guys are probably still at home. Some of you essential workers are out there, and we appreciate you guys. And, that's the big thing.
We started out as essential, but they changed us to stay at home, so I don't feel so essential anymore.
That's true. We tried not to get our feelings hurt, but yeah, real estate agents were essential. And then they said,
we're not.
Actually, wait, you're not.
You're still around.
Yeah.
But in our homes, maybe.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. The new story that I like, noticed here in the last few days, is that Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson are in the process of another big charity event. They're going to have a big golfing event to raise more money. And they are bringing in Peyton Manning and Tom Brady to help them with that. So it'll be, I think it's Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady against Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning, but we will see. They don't have a date or a place yet set, but they're hoping it'll be this summer, it sounds like.
Cool.
So we'll see what happens with that.
As soon as the first sporting events start happening, whether they're for charity or whatever, it doesn't matter. People are just going to be like glued to their TVs. Oh my gosh, a live sporting event.
NFL draft was this last week. And it was like the highest rated draft ever. More people watched it.
That's great. I still didn't watch it. That's right.
Okay. So as we go along, like Ethan said, if you have questions, put them in the little comments there, and we will answer them.
We've got a couple here to start with. You want to tackle the first one?
Sure. What are some home improvement projects I should do? Why waiting to list? While I'm waiting to list. So it depends. Is your house like a spec home that's in mint condition, you know, and everything's ready to go? Or Is it not so much?
Yeah.
Depends on where you're at in the process. Simple things can be big. Cleaning up your yard, making sure you have the yard mowed, everything trimmed, looking good when someone pulls up, maybe a little bit of landscaping, maybe plant some flowers and make it look nice around the front of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, it can be as simple as decluttering. Clean off things. Don't have piles on your desk or your kitchen counter or on top of your stove or anything like that.
Yeah.
And if you want to get into a little bit extra, if you're home and you're not a essential business like we're not right now, or worker, you can go a little deeper. You can actually do a little painting if you want to. But the biggest thing is just first impression, which will be your front yard, what it looks like when people pull up, and declutter. Try to remove everything that's piled on your desk and your table and your kitchen cabinets.
Yes.
And just make it to where it's easy for people to walk through and see things.
Yep.
What else do you think would go along with that?
I'd say anything that's going to make your wife or husband happy, that's something you should probably get done. Especially if you are stuck at home right now. Great time to get those projects done.
Yes. Yeah. I did see a quote the other day on Facebook. You probably saw this. It said, "My thoughts and prayers go out to all the husbands who've been telling their wives for months, I'll do that when I have time."
Yeah.
Now they probably have time.
Yeah. I'm sure some of you are probably sick of working on your house. You've got it to where you want it and you're ready to get out. So let's see. The next question we got. Are people still buying or selling homes right now? Yes, they are, but it is obviously slowed down and obviously is with a lot of health precautions. So showings are basically limited mostly to just virtual tours of houses and listing the properties. We can still list properties, but obviously we have to go by all the guidelines as far as staying our social distance, wearing face masks and gloves and all that stuff. So there are still buyers out there looking to buy houses, and there are still sellers wanting to move, but this has all kind of slowed people down, and there are some, I'd say there's a lot of people waiting more for this stuff to kind of blow over. So there's a good chance when it's over that it could really be a rush on the houses that are for sale.
Yes, I would definitely say if you're thinking of selling, get with us right away and get prepared, because once we get through this, things are going to be moving pretty quick, I would say.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, for sure.
Yep.
Was there, do you have any other questions?
No, I don't have any other right now. We've been kind of lax on our lives with all this going on, obviously. So we don't get as many questions listed
on our video lives or on our lives. Like,
well, kind of both.
Okay.
just not the same lives that we have.
I think Trent went fishing yesterday.
I did.
Yeah. So that's what he's been doing in his spare time.
Yeah.
Fishing.
That's right.
Yep.
And if I could make money doing it, maybe I would.
Yeah. So you're looking for sponsors. All right. Well, we got a couple listings here, the highlights.
We got our highlighted listing.
I'll let you do the first one.
Okay. The first one is 901 Tea Tree Court. Or I'm sorry, Tea Court.
Tea Tree.
In Spencer. It's not an oil. It's an actual house. 901 T Court in Spencer. It's listed for $325,000. This is a beautiful home. It has an in-law suite attached to it. It's a four-bedroom, three-full-bath home that's on two lots in Thorn Ridge, just outside of Spencer. It has a 12-by-20 garage in the backyard, and this is a must-see. If you're looking for something in the $300,000 range with a lot of square footage, a garage attached, this is the place you want to see. It's definitely one that most people that have walked through it love it. And we actually already had an accepted offer on this, and it had to, the buyers had to back out because of this whole virus thing, unfortunately. So This is one, if you're looking in that range and you want quite a few bedrooms with a attached garage, get with us and we will be glad to get you in there to see it.
Yep. All right, and then the listing I was going to highlight is 4096 Fedris Road, and I actually had to look that up of how to pronounce that road, but I think it's Fedris Road in Poland. It's listed for $125,000. It has 5 bedrooms and 1 bath, so you've got lots of bedrooms there. It does have 8.19 acres. It's mostly woods, but it's got like a nice creek there on the house. Not on the house. That would be bad. No, it's got a nice creek there down below the house. Lots of woods, lots of decks, outside decks, and areas to kind of look at the scenery. Anyways, it's listed at $125,000. It's a 5-bed, 1-bath. I should have done that like in a golf announcing voice. That would have been kind of nice for you guys.
All right.
Okay. So you probably already know we've kind of gotten behind on our last drawing, so we will get that figured out and do a drawing here coming up soon. And then probably the week after next, we will get rolling on our new challenge that we're going to bring.
Yeah.
It's a secret. We're not going to let you know what it is until we get closer, but
it'll be a couple weeks.
We will get that going again, give you a chance to win a gift card. And once you see this, if you have any questions for us during this interesting time, everything going on, definitely post it and we will be glad to answer questions.
Yes. So we have come to the part of the show where we share our ending quotes with you and leave you with good feelings. So I'll go first. Mine kind of convicts me because we were just here talking a bunch, but this is a Japanese proverb and it says, "A silent man is the best one to listen to." Yeah, so I don't know how you listen to a silent man, but I think that's a cool idea. And unfortunately, we are not the best people to listen to because we've been talking this whole time. So,
Okay. Mine is a very special quote by someone who I don't know because I don't know who said it. But I like it. Train your mind to see the good in every situation. I like that. So remember that. Even when you're going through hard times, train your mind to see the good in every situation.
Yep. So
anything else?
No, I was just going to say, if you guys are have any real estate questions right now during this time, even questions about showing and listing with this coronavirus and stuff, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We might be quarantined to our houses, but we can still talk over the phone. And we do think that this is going to rebound and that we are going to still see houses sell and houses be bought here after the virus kind of goes through. So don't get your hopes up. Don't get your hopes down. That's what I was saying. You know what I'm trying to say. If you're wanting to sell or buy this year, don't give up yet. There we go.
All right. Well, I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty.
Yep. I'm Ethan Neal.
Have a good week, everyone.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.